trying to be great, and I'm on my way. Way up, way up, way up. It's never too late, and I'm on my way.
I'ma leave my mark. Ready, set, go. Ready, set, go.
With so much negativity being yielded at the youth of our nation, it seems hard to find any signs of a bright future. Coming from a legendary past, the new generation of Bahamians seek to take this nation to heights it's never seen. That's where the youth perspective comes in. We seek to display tomorrow's leaders in every facet of society. Each show will focus on today's pace setters, trendsetters, movers and shakers, and the next generation of great, impactful Bahamians. We seek to uplift, motivate, and encourage our listeners. Tune in as we address issues of importance with wisdom and intelligence, all from the youth perspective.
Everyone from Maine to Baton Rouge got the news, even Scrooge. Everyone's a kid at Christmas time, a holly jolly kid at Christmas time. Mistletoe is now the latest rage, and no one wants to act their age. The older folks are playing with their trains, eating candy canes and trimming trees. Some nice old guy is riding through the sky, but you believe he's jumping into chimneys. Whoa, everyone's a kid at Christmas time, a holly jolly kid at Christmas time. Now's the time to throw your cares away. It's such a treat, and goodness knows that same old guy still riding through the sky and talking to a reindeer with a big red nose. Whoa, everyone's a kid at Christmas time, a holly jolly kid at Christmas time. Everyone from 1 to 93 feeling free. Look at me, oh.
We're back. Welcome to another edition of The Youth Perspective with yours truly, Kashuk and Jamal. We thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen, for joining us each and every Saturday. It has surely been a pleasure to bring you this show every Saturday of this wonderful year. And we thank you so much for tuning in to us. And we are so thankful that we have gotten to share the stories of so many young persons from across the Bahamas, the length and the breadth from different family islands, and those Bahamians who are abroad and have been able to share with us via the mode of technology via Zoom. And so we are so thankful to be able to shine the light on the youth of our nation. Well, it's the holiday season, ladies and gentlemen, and this particular time of the year, so many people have been looking forward to, and we want to keep that going this Saturday, this evening, and we're going to have a special edition of The Youth Perspective, our Christmas edition, ladies and gentlemen. It's going to be a wonderful time. And so you would have undoubtedly heard our wonderful Christmas music to start off the show. And we always love to be able to get a preacher, a pastor, someone from the faith who can speak to us about the reason for the season. Oftentimes, there's so much things that's going on. It's very important that we keep the real reason for the season and not get caught up in everything that's going on, even though that's, I'm sure, easier said than done. But joining us on the show this evening, the one and only senior pastor from Bethel Church, Reverend Dino Cartwright. He's our special guest this evening. Good evening, sir. How are you doing?
Good evening, sir. I am doing very well. Good evening, Bahamas. You know, I always wanted to say that. Good evening to everybody listening. It is indeed a wonderful time to be alive, to be well, to be in the land of the living. Thank you so much for this opportunity.
Yes, sir, indeed. It's so great to have you on the show. And indeed, the Bahamas is in listening in as we cover the entire Bahamas and even further than the Bahamas via the internet. We go all over the globe. And so it's so great to have you here as we get started on this conversation. But before we do that, how has the holiday season been treating you? I know sometimes you know, kind of blink and the year kind of passes you by. But how's things been going on your side?
Things have been going well. I am still trying to enjoy the summer, and here is Christmas. You know, it's been that kind of year. But God has been faithful, and the holiday season has been good. We've been getting some great news from several of the members of Bethel Church who are in celebratory mode, even as the year is closing. So right now we are celebrating every day. Yeah. And as I often tell them, with only a couple of days left in 2023, God can still do anything in these next couple of days. So we are excited. We are expecting, and we're looking forward to great things.
Yes, definitely. And how old is the church now?
So Bethel is now 3.5 years. Wow. You know, after a while, you start counting the halves.
Yeah.
We celebrated our third anniversary in May of this year. So we started in the pandemic, and we are 3.5 years old as of today.
Wow. That's powerful.
Yes, sir.
And of course, I wanted to get you on because, you know, I kind of looked around and I said, who is a youth pastor? Well, not a youth pastor, but who is a pastor that is young and can really speak to the young persons and definitely the adults listening in by extension. And of course, you were the first person that came to mind. And as we look at this season, there's so many things to be happy about, to be joyous about. But there are some things that kind of nag at persons, that kind of get them feeling, you know, underwhelmed during this time of the year. But for you, from your position, what's the most important part of this year for you? This time of the year for you?
The most important, and you know, I want to put a pin right there for a couple seconds, Cash, because truth of the matter is, for a number of people who I know personally, even this is the first Christmas without their father, their mother, their sister, their brother, their church member. And so it's a bittersweet time for a whole lot of people. And what the thing about Christmas is that it's just really hope in the midst of all of that, that even while this is normally the time that persons would get together, gather around family and enjoy it. One lesson I want to teach persons is, with the brevity of life, enjoy every day. You don't just wait until Christmas or the holiday season to tell people you love them, to hug them, to show appreciation toward them. Use every day to celebrate people, to enjoy life. And a lot of people get caught up in the gift giving and the gift buying and the things of the season. But what I want to encourage persons, particularly persons of our generation, is to understand that the greatest asset you have now is time. And one of the greatest things that you can ever cherish now is relationships. So you don't have to go out of the way, get yourself broke and all that, just trying to appease persons who may or may not necessarily give you something back, but this is the time to give of yourself. What Christmas teaches us is that it's in alignment with John 3:16. God so loved the world that he gave his son. And so the gift that keeps on giving is the gift of love. And I want to challenge persons to enjoy those they love, enjoy the relationships they love, enjoy the people that they love, and spend time. That's the greatest gift you can give anybody in this season. With the way things are going now, Cash, time is most important. So let's use this time to be able to let persons know that we love them.
Yeah. So very important. And it has been one of those years. We've seen a lot of persons exit this plane and of course going on to their great reward. And we definitely continue to pray and we continue to mourn with those who mourn. And we continue to keep you in our prayers and our thoughts. Also, I think during this time of the year is always a great time to give back. I think civic organizations, they do it all year round, but they make a special effort during the holiday season. Churches do it. You know, other volunteer groups, they make sure that they give back. You know, as the adage says, it's better to give than to receive. And I know that's difficult for some persons, but I think it's an important lesson that we as adults share with our children, and that those adults continue to give so that we don't get too bogged down and caught up with the materialism of the season as well.
That's correct. Mm-hmm. That's correct. And that is so vitally important, Cash. I don't know if we can really really push this message more, because I've seen so many persons get depressed, get down because they can't. They're not getting anything, or they can't afford to do it because circumstances would have changed since last year.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's really been a damper on them, because a lot of times we encamp, or we have in our mind that Christmas is about what we can tangibly get or tangibly give. And so not only are persons exasperated because they are not receiving anything, but a number of persons are exasperated because they don't have the means to give as they always wanted to. But my challenge is to be like the widow in 2 Kings chapter 4. There's something in your house that you can use to be a blessing. And so go with what you have right in your house. Find something that you can actually offer somebody else who may not have the ability to do it or to have it, and watch God multiply that which you have in your house. And so my challenge is, this is not a time to focus on materialism, but this is a greater time to focus on how can I be a blessing to somebody else. And that can come in any shape, form, anything like that. Be creative. To challenge persons in our generation. We are, perchance, maybe the most creative generation that has seen the earth yet.
So
I want to challenge persons to tap into their creativity, tap into the imagination that God has given them, allow the Holy Spirit to speak to them and infuse their mind with the imagination of God. And they would be surprised with what is already in their vicinity that they can use to be a blessing to somebody else.
Yeah. I definitely love that. And as we get ever so closer to the big day, I think it's very important that we not focus so much on the day, but every single day. How can we be a blessing every single day? How can we show love every single day? How can we reach out and touch our brothers and our sisters each and every day? And as you said, you know, make every day count and not just be about these single days on the calendar and make our year all about those things.
It costs you nothing to say a kind word. It costs you nothing to be nice to people. It costs you nothing to do for others as you would have them to do for you. It costs you nothing to spread the love of God. You know, be an encouragement. Ask Holy Spirit. You have Holy Spirit within you. Mm-hmm. Ask Holy Spirit. Let you know what is it that person needs by way of a word that can be encouragement and an enlightenment to them. We have the gift of Holy Spirit. It's now time for us to use the gift of Holy Spirit to be able to maneuver in seasons like this. Mm-hmm. The Bible says that he can give us a word in season to the weary. And a word in season to the weary actually gives them strength and encouragement that actually boosts their mind and their spirit during this kind of holiday. And so here are some tips. One, go out of your way to be kind to people. Kindness costs you something, but it benefits somebody else. Go out of your way to be nice to people. And these sound very, very simple, but you know, this is what we have to teach our generation. Also, again, be nice to people. Find a way to be a blessing to persons. You don't need money for that. You know that somebody has a need. Be the fulfillment of that need to somebody else, and go one step beyond just praying for them. I often teach our people at Bethel, I say, listen, a lot of times being an intercessor just means standing in the gap. And being an intercessor doesn't mean that you're praying for somebody. A lot of times it's that you are the answered prayer for somebody else. Mm-hmm. And so the key is find out what it is that you can be an answer to somebody. It may be just keeping their children for 3 hours just to give them a break.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes it may just be, you know, taking them to help them put some gas in their car, whatever it is. Just find simple ways to bless people and watch God multiply what you're doing and multiply the effect on their life. And so that's what I want to get persons to understand. Find ways that don't need money to be a blessing to somebody else and watch God multiply and bless it.
Amen. Amen. And of course, we believe that it's going to be indeed in a December to remember. And I want to fast forward a little bit. We're going to come back to Christmas. As we get ready for the new year, and we probably got to bring you back in 2024 as well. What are you feeling in your spirit? What are you thinking about? What are you saying to your church? Like, what are you kind of putting in their mind frame as we look at a new year?
Great question. I've already told our church that 2024 is the year to engage. To engage means to actually step out there and to actually come into covenant or come into agreement with someone, or to engage means when you're looking at warfare and battle, it means to actually get on the playing field. But far too long, we have been sitting on the sidelines and we have been armchair Christians who are saying somebody should do something about it. Somebody ought to do something about it. I wish somebody who was here to do it. God has called us now to get on the field, get in the game, and get things done. This is the season of our lives that we actually put works to our faith and get involved. We have to engage the supernatural. If persons follow the Jewish calendar, the year 5784 literally means that this is the time for open doors. Open doors mean opportunities are now made available to us. Open doors means that the supernatural of God is now at our beck and call, and we are now have to engage the supernatural so that the earth can see miracles, signs, and wonders. I believe that next year is an unsure year in the earth, meaning then that there are going to be some things that come to the earth that will set some systems, that will shake some systems that are there. But this is the time that the prophet Isaiah saw when he said, the earth is in darkness, the people are in gross darkness, but the glory of God is rising upon the people of God, and the glory of God will cause kings, that's people in leadership, and that will cause Gentiles, meaning nations or groups of people or groupings of people, to come running toward the light that is upon us. He will give us strategy. He will give us tactics. He will give us solutions. He will give us the mind of God in this next year, to be able to go out there and change the course of this world. And systems being shaken, literally are being shaken, so that the people of God can take their position to cause the kingdoms of this world to become the kingdoms of our God and His Christ. But we cannot do it sitting back waiting for something to happen. We actually have to engage the earth. We have to engage our communities. We have to engage government. We have to engage the mountains of influence. We have to get in there, be unashamed, and do what God has called us to do. The next year is going to be a crazy year for the people of God who are daring to hear the voice of God, daring to hear what is on his mind concerning the earth for 2024, and to be able to take the risk. For the past couple of weeks, we've been in the book of Joshua chapter 1. God had us there, and it was a reminder that the season or the era of Moses is gone. This is now a new era, and God gave them several instructions. But the first thing was to be strong and courageous. Strength is inner ability. Courage means that you use the inner work of God in you, and you use that to build courage to go forward and pursue and possess the promises of God. We cannot possess the promise of God unless we engage that which is ahead of us. So my challenge to everybody is put on all your war tools, put on all your garments, because we are about to engage the earth for the glory of God.
Amen. Now, before we get to close up our show, because the time moves so quickly, I do want to give you the opportunity to share your social medias for your church. If you want to let persons know where they can find you on social media, you can go ahead and do that now.
Sure. We're Bethel Church, Bahamas, on all of our social media links. That's Instagram and Facebook, Bethel Church, Bahamas. And outside of that, we are located in the Wong's Plaza, which is directly opposite McDonald's in Palmdale. That's on Madera Street. We're directly across there, the Blue Plaza. We're upstairs, unit number one. We are Bethel Church. You'll just look for the purple, and that's where we are. We love to engage you socially, but definitely if you've got a chance, pop in to see us on Sunday mornings at 8 a.m. or Wednesday evenings at 6 p.m. During our time of Bible study, where we open the Word of God and we challenge the Word of God and we let the Lord speak to us as a result. So we're happy to engage you socially. We're happy to engage you in person, and we're happy to see what God is going to do in all of our lives.
Amen. Now, before we get ready to wrap up and I get your closing comments, I want to piggyback on something you mentioned. And as we look at these, you know, these last few days, we get into Christmas and then we have, you know, those few days before we get ready for watch night services and we get ready to, you know, watch the clock and move over into a new year. I think for a lot of persons as well, it's a very reflective time. It's a time of introspection as well. You know, they're kind of going over what happened in 2023, how they can do better, you know, what they need to do to be able to get to the next level as well in the new year. And some persons are being quite silent right now, quite quiet as they are listening to the Holy Spirit to see, you know, what is he saying as we prepare for a new year. So I think definitely it's a great time to encourage persons to lean into the Lord, lean into what he's saying so that you could be better prepared for the next year that is upon us.
This is definitely the case because I'm one of those persons. During these last couple weeks of the year, I've been intently quiet, hearing what the Holy Spirit has to say, because a lot of times, Cash, truth of the matter is, a lot of us make movements and we do things, but it's not by God, or it's not in alignment with what the Word of God has to say to us. Mm-hmm. My challenge to us is Matthew 6:33. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and everything will come into alignment for you. To seek the kingdom of God literally just means to seek the mind, the will, the intent, and the heart of God concerning what he wants to do in the earth, so that you can not just be busy, but you can walk being fulfilled. And the only way that you can be fulfilled, ironically, in the kingdom of God is when you empty yourself out of yourself so that you can be fulfilled or filled to the full with the mind, the will, the heart, and the intent of God. Mm-hmm. So during these last several days, my request and my prayer for everybody who's a child of God is lean in. And you know, you used those two words. I've been hearing the Lord say a whole lot concerning, which is lean in, which also comes with that word I told you about, engage. We have to actually incline our ear to hear his voice. He is speaking, but we have to come to the frequency. You're on the radio now, and the key about the radio is that you normally tune the radio button to try to find the station. Right. There's always verbiage going across there, going across the airwaves, but not until you tune in correctly, you'll be able to pick up. A whole lot of people are getting static because they're not tuned in to what to the right frequency. So my challenge to everybody is be quiet, be slow to speak, be quick to listen, tune into what to the frequency of God, and watch him speak to you. He is waiting to speak.
Before we let you go, sir, any closing comments you want to leave with the listening audience as we get ready to wrap up the show?
My closing comments is, as you get ready for 2024, there is one word from God for us. Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of God is risen upon you. He's going to cause something to stir up in you that will draw kings and Gentiles toward you. And this is the time and this is the season for the body of Christ to be heard, to engage the culture, and to watch the glory of God be revealed in the earth. So my challenge to everybody as you celebrate this Christmas is for those that mourn, we are mourning with you. We are feeling the weight of God with you. But understand that in this season, the Lord promises the peace and the joy of the Lord. And that is what we extend to you. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you. May the Lord be gracious to you. And may he lift up the light of his countenance upon you and grant you his peace.
We thank you so much for joining us, ladies and gentlemen. You were listening to the voice of Reverend Dino Cartwright, joining us all the way from Bethel Church, senior pastor there. And of course, they have just celebrated their 3.5-year anniversary. And so we do continue to wish them happy anniversary and, of course, a splendid Merry Christmas and a beautiful, a prosperous, a growth-filled new year. All the best to you, your wonderful wife, and of course, your tremendous family and the family over there at Bethel Church.
Thank you, sir.
All right. Have a great one. Ladies and gentlemen, we thank you so much for being a part of this edition of The Youth Perspective. We come your way each and every Saturday. We shine the light on the youth of our nation, and we do our best. We do our endeavor best to make sure positivity is shown each and every, or rather is heard, each and every Saturday on your FM dial and your AM dial. So make sure, continue to lock it in, continue to tune in, continue to pray for us as we get ready to do this again, all over again, in the new year, 2024. And so we bless you. We thank you. Continue to lock it in. Continue to listen in. And have a blessed evening. Yours truly, Cashin Jamal. This is The Youth Perspective.
It's been
trying to be great, and I'm on my way. Way up, way up, way up. It's never too late, and I'm on my way.
I'ma leave my mark. Ready, set, go. Ready, set, go. Ready, set, go.
I hope you enjoyed another edition of The Youth Perspective. Stay tuned for more interviews, more in-depth conversation, great music as we seek to encourage, empower, impact, and uplift our youth of this nation. Here on The Youth Perspective, we'll see you next time right here on The Youth Perspective with Kashuk and Jamal.